Nearly half of all ALS patients also develop cognitive problems that affect memory and thinking. So Washington University researcher Celeste Karch says there was some clinical evidence that perhaps ALS and frontotemporal dementia might be related.
From the clinical perspective, there's a lot of evidence that ALS can represent a disease spectrum that includes motor neuron loss and paralysis, as well as some upper motor neuron components that result in some behavioral defects that look like frontotemporal dementia.
Karch led a team of researchers, including Rahul Desikan at the University of California, San Francisco, who analyzed genetic data from several large studies of neurological diseases, from Alzheimer's and frontotemporal dementia to ALS and Parkinson's disease. And they were able to identify several rare mutations and common variations in three key genes that affect both ALS and frontotemporal dementia. Karch says those connections mean it may be possible to explore using similar therapies to treat both disorders.
Even though there was this neuronal loss across all of these different neurodegenerative diseases, we didn't yet appreciate whether there was shared genetic risk. And that's important because potentially, if or when we find shared genetic risk, that points to common pathways that can be therapeutically targeted.
One key discovery involved changes in the MAPT gene that makes the protein called tau, which is involved in Alzheimer's disease and other so-called tauopathies.
Tauopathies are a class of neurodegenerative disease where the shared characteristic is that you have aggregation of the tau protein.
ALS hasn't been thought of as a tauopathy in the past, but perhaps that could change now that it's been linked to the MAPT gene that makes tau.
Common mutations in the MAPT gene can increase your risk for developing some tauopathies. And we've now shown that some of those same common variants also increase your risk for developing ALS. Potentially, still thinking about tau-mediated therapies may be an interesting approach that we haven't considered yet.
Karch says the team identified several gene variants that increased risk for both ALS and frontotemporal dementia, but she says none of those individual genetic changes cause either disorder by themselves.
So we're not pointing to any causative mutations here. What we're able to do is to look at a large number of individuals and say, if you carry these variants, your risk of developing disease is higher than someone who doesn't carry these variants.
Karch and her colleagues report their findings in the journal JAMA Neurology. I'm Jim Dryden.